Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is Aaron Hewlett. Aaron is a businessman, author, and mountain bike racer, and he's also the founder of OurCoreFit.com. Welcome, Aaron.
Thanks for having me today, Jesse.
You're welcome. So I read your book, and in that book, you share some personal struggles that led you to make some really major changes in your life. Can you share with our listeners some of those key issues that motivated you to change?
Yeah, I sure can. And what happened was over the course of about 5 years, I went through four major life catastrophes, if you will. And through that time, I learned a lot about myself and I learned a lot about faith. And those struggles, sometimes you grow more in the struggles than you ever do when times are good. I don't know. I can't even explain that. So that just seems to be how it is. But I can give you two of the biggest struggles I had and things that I kind of overcame, let's say. One of them was my health. I just had always never really taken it seriously. I never ate good. I never really exercised. I just never took it seriously is the bottom line. And I realized that I really had to get control of that, number one. So I ended up losing about maybe 30 pounds or so. And then the other thing is I took my faith seriously. I always knew that I probably should, and I kind of wanted to, but I never wanted to kind of go through the work, so to speak. And I was afraid of it, honestly. I didn't really know what I was doing. I never really had a big faith background to speak of in my life, off and on. So those are the two big things that I kind of tackled during that five-year period.
Yeah, so tackling those things, you kind of did that through mountain bike racing.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, so you share a little bit in your book, well, a lot in your book, actually, about the Margie Gessick.
Yes.
Tell us how the Margie Gessick changed your life.
Well, this was an interesting story with the Margie Gessick race. The Margie Gessick is a 100-mile off-road mountain bike race up in the UP. And it's probably one of the toughest races in the country because the terrain up there is super rugged and it just, you go really slow and it's all on single track trail. So 99% of the races. So there's no road. There's not even gravel roads you get to ride on. It's just rocks and roots for 100 miles.
Yeah, I didn't realize until reading your book that you literally have to walk your bike sometimes. You talked about using your bike to climb.
Yeah,
I'm
you
like,
hold the brake.
That's crazy.
And then I got it down to a science.
Yeah.
But I had at that race anyways. But and to kind of back up a little bit about how would I even get in, because at the time, a year before this, I was overweight. I couldn't ride my bike a few miles. And what happened was a friend of mine had told me about mountain biking, and I always wanted to mountain bike. For 20 years, I thought about it off and on because I love being in the outdoors. I love being in the woods, and I kind of liked riding my bike. And finally, I just, because I had tried so many other ways to get in shape, but I realized you have to find something that you stick with, and what you like, you'll stick with. So I really didn't like going to the gym, and I didn't like a lot of other things. But once I started mountain biking a little bit, I couldn't go far because I had to get in a little better shape. But once I got in better shape, then I really started loving it, and that's how I stayed in shape. And I still do to this day. As I told you before this interview, I rode my bike here today. So that's where the mountain biking came from, and I'll kind of fast forward a little bit from there. So then I was starting to ride for about a year, and I knew I was getting physically fit, but I knew something was going on the inside. I was like, man, I really want to get closer to God, and I didn't know what that looked like at all. I just knew I had to have a stronger faith, like as I mentioned before. So I just made a rule one day on my bike, and the rule was simple. It was every time I ride my bike, not with my friends or by myself, in other words, I'm going to spend time with God. And that was it. And I didn't know what that looked like. I had no idea how to do that and go about it. But I talk a lot more in detail in the book about that. But moving forward to the Margie Gessick race now, I really wanted to do this other race in Colorado. It's called the Leadville 100. And because I love a challenge. And I love doing things that are really hard and that I think I can't do. And I love overcoming stuff. It's just part of my DNA, I guess. But I couldn't get in this Leadville 100 race. I tried for a couple of years, kept getting denied and denied because it's a lottery system to get in. And finally, I found the Margie Gessick race. And at first, when I read the description of the race, I thought, that is so hard. Only an insane idiot would do something like that. And ended up a couple of months later, it's funny how God works. A couple of months later, through a series of events, I found myself signed up for it one morning. And just the sheer excitement of the race and the challenge of it had me so motivated. And so now in the book, I talk in detail about the race. And the race is such a great metaphor for life because, you know, in a race like that, in any race that you do, whether you're a triathlete or you run a 5K or whatever it is, you know, you have to overcome things and you have to learn to adapt. And life doesn't always go the perfect way. And in the book, I talk a lot about that, not only my struggles with the other catastrophes I had in my life, but I relate that to the race too, the Margie Gessick race, because I really believe if you can do something like that, whether it's a race or whatever your big obstacle is in life, then that gives you a pattern to overcome anything.
Right. Yeah. Nobody ever signs up to race 30 feet of flat, smooth pavement.
Exactly.
Right?
True.
Very true. Like you said, like life, we always think we want it to really be easy, but it really isn't the easy that, I mean, when we're honest, you're right. We grow more through challenges. We learn more about ourselves and our family. And
yeah, we sure do.
Cool. So a lot of this kind of led up to what you're doing and focusing on a lot now, which is Arcor Fit.
Mm-hmm.
So how does Arcor Fit fall into this? And even tell us what Arcor Fit is. What does it mean?
Arcor Fit is an organization that I started a couple of years ago. And really the initial catalyst behind it was helping people to get physically fit and spiritually fit. Because I have been a huge student of human performance my whole life, whether that's in the sales industry or business or whatever it may be. Now it's obviously kind of transitioning the last several years into sports. But, you know, I've been to dozens of seminars, read, I can't even tell you how many books I've read on it over the years. And, you know, it really comes down to, and there's a lot more to it, but generally, if you are taking care of yourself physically and you're spiritually right and you're right with God, then most other things in your life are going to fall in line. Now, Arcor Fit has we've expanded it a little bit more now. And our other couple of areas that we're helping people on are purpose and community, because I really believe community is huge. I'm a big supporter of a lot of organizations in our community. My wife and I are very active in the community. Those are just some of the things that Arcor Fit is about. So one of the things that we do is we have a 40-day challenge, and I talk about it at the very end of the book. And it's a challenge to spend 20 minutes a day in exercise and 20 minutes a day in devotional time or Bible time. And there's little devotionals each day for 40 days. And you can find all that on Arcor Fit's website. That's ARCORFIT.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for visiting us today, Aaron. To learn more about Aaron and hear more interviews like this one, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.